You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Right.
What's up, y'all? It's another episode of The Break. It's your girl, Casey. We got the family in the house. Chris, Leisha, Shelby, Tash, and two newbies to the West.
What up?
What's up? E-Green. E-Green from the Hip Hop Digest has moved to the West. And his beautiful lady, Nicole. They're here with us tonight. And we're going to talk about something. I keep calling it male rape, but I think that's incorrect. This is what I mean. Why do we pat young men on the back when they have sexual experiences at a very young age with older women? As if there is no repercussion, from that experience. As if there is no lasting impact from that experience. It's lauded. As where if it happened in the reverse and it's a young woman with an older man, it's automatically rape, molestation, violation.
When you say young, you mean like 12 and a 25-year-old? Or 14, 16 and a 25-year-old?
Under what age?
I mean 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 with a 25, 26, 28, 30, 32-year-old.
I'm going to give you a double standard.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so when I was in like third grade, I was crazy about this teacher, right? And I would have been all into her doing something like that, right? Okay. But as a father, I would not want that to happen to my son. For the obvious reasons. You know, I may not have wanted it to happen to myself. You know what I'm saying? But just, you know, just thinking off the top of my head, like, man, she was a beautiful teacher and I was in love with her, at least in my little third grade mind.
For you.
Right. Mm-hmm. But being an adult, a grown man, is a lot of people will be like, yeah, my son, that's not cool. It's not cool. It's not cool either way. It's just as bad for a little boy as if it would happen to a little girl, in my mind.
Okay. What if we take the age up a little further? I'm thinking now, from my experience being the teacher and the sort of children that I came in contact with and their energy. So 14, 15, mannish, street smart kids, and the teacher that's new to the classroom. So 21, 22, 23. Is this inappropriate? Obviously it's inappropriate.
Yes.
Is it rape?
Is it molestation?
Are they under 18?
Yes.
Then it's rape.
It is.
Molestation.
I'm thinking about all these people that have gotten pregnant by their students.
Wow.
One couple's still together. They are. The lady who went to jail.
Yeah. They set the precedent. Yeah. They set the precedent.
But the thing is that, like, even if that was reversed, I think we would still think that was bad.
Yeah.
That they were still married would not resolve our issues with it.
Yes.
But when it's the opposite, it's easier for it to resolve our issues. The fact that they're still together, I think people kind of think, oh, well, see, he wasn't really that. He was, like, into it.
Yeah.
He's still, you know. But I think that is a justification. Yeah, exactly. I think it is wrong regardless, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, I the idea of a 14-year-old, I just think that's, like, that's a child to me. Like, I can't even see how that could be okay, even if he was a horn dog, you know?
But part of this came up because a friend of ours had a social media feed, or he noticed that on Twitter that a lot of his friends were like, yo, dude, did you see that 25-year-old teacher? She was bad. Like, if my son had smashed that, I'd be like, you know, or they'd be like, I'd secretly be like, you did something wrong. But then I turned to my boy and be like, oh, he smashed that. Like,
yeah.
And would be proud. And so this friend of ours basically went in on Twitter, like, was just like, yo, do you not understand that even this 14-year-old boy is going to have lasting effects of having had a sexual relationship with this grown woman? And no matter how immature she was still 25 to his 14. Mm-hmm. And those are a huge amount of years. And he basically opened up a conversation about, like, speak on the sexual trauma and abuse that you've had. And even on his Facebook page. Mm-hmm. When you open up that conversation, there were still dudes who are like, I'm sorry, I just don't think a man can be raped by a woman. Like, you know, some people even use the stupid, well, you know, if he got aroused, then, you know what I mean? Like, then there's a certain amount of consent that he has to it. And, you know, the male sexual drive is to pray. And
yeah, I mean, we've had conversations at this table about the whole idea of the nature of men and let a man be a man. And oh, how I wish Cousin Darius was here for this conversation. Oh my God, we'll have to revisit this topic with Darius. Oh, I wish he was here for this conversation. But
he brings out the militant feminist in me.
Because he is all about the nature of man. And it would be so interesting to
Well, you're talking about the nature of man, not the nature of boys, though.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Are we talking about men? Yeah, it is what it is. But we're talking about little boys.
Yeah.
You're going to get aroused at a very young age. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that doesn't mean
you're ready for all that. But you have. Men are okay.
Shelby, come on, keep it real. Men are okay.
No, I think that's
right.
That's part of the.
Like the microphone fell, and I don't know what happened.
Yeah. It's okay.
No, I think that's part of the problem. I think what a lot of this that this topic does cover as a man is that it is a man's. What we say is a man's world.
But wait,
Okay.
Let Shelby take it where she's gonna take it because. Not that that's a fallacy, baby, because it's a man's world, but the world is changing. I think when that phrase was coined, it definitely felt that way. I feel now like we're in a space that's balancing out. We're not there, but it's balancing itself out. Women, where were you about to go, hon? Because that's a whole other conversation.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say that two things. One is that girls, young women, and adult women into their older age get aroused, A. B, that a lot of women aren't given the opportunity to have sexuality, like really have ownership over their sexuality. And it's this whole, and I don't want to get too far into the rape culture because that's like a whole different conversation, but there's this attitude in our society that we are to be conquered. And so that if a young boy conquers a peer, good. But if you conquer older, even better. Whereas for women, we're not taught or appreciated or congratulated for conquering men in the same way.
Right.
But is it really a young boy conquering the older women when they are the one that's actually doing the conquering?
I'm not saying that it's right.
Oh, okay.
I said we live in a society, that's how people treat it.
Right.
That's how people treat the situation. And so unfortunately, that's where you get people who say, well, obviously I'm going to say it's wrong, but really I'm like, and that really I'm like is something that is felt by your daughters, by your sons. Whether you say it out loud or not, they know it's everywhere. And it's like the nuances of like people think that they're saying, like because they're not saying explicitly to their son, good job. There's so much that we say and do where that our young boys know, good job. You know what I mean?
But that's what I mean. I think the problem is as men, men okay it. Mm-hmm. All this stuff happens. I'm not saying that. You know, like for like basically, in order for it to fully get fixed, both sides have to contribute. You know, It's in order for the black family to get fixed, black men and black women have to fucking contribute and figure it out. It's on both our sides. But because men have the privilege, because that's just how it's written. Mm-hmm. You know, a man is not considered a minority. Men don't fit in that group. Unless you're not white. But I was like, we get that privilege. Like, oh, yeah. We don't do the high five, but we say it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, if the roles are reversed, the guy's a pedophile, he's a problem, he should be locked up, he should be fucking shot, he goes to jail, he's getting raped, period.
But I'm saying,
if the roles are reversed, is any of that happening?
See, where I thought Shelby was going to take it was to this place, is what you're saying. How come women who find themselves in this situation with the kids, because somebody sent me some meme, there was a woman, I think she was Hispanic, who had this experience and she got 38 years. And then there was a white woman who got like maybe 5 years probation.
White women don't go to jail. White women do not go to jail.
But here's the thing. The whole idea of conquering. Those of us, grown people know how powerful. You said who was white?
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, Piper. Piper Chapman, child. Those of us who are grown and sexually active and have been sexually active for a while, we know the power of sex and how that works. So when you're talking about a 14-year-old boy, just by nature of age, has only had so much experience sexually, unless this child is a victim of long-term molestation, like, for real. Like, you know that in that situation, an older woman, depending on her experience, could dominate the mind of a young man and be very, you know, what shape his taste to things for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A different person.
Right. It's like, why don't we view... I guess I feel like there's not more conversation about the impact that has on our young men and sort of men they grow up to be and the relationships they establish with women from that point on.
Well, I really think Chris's point is genius, to be honest, because it's like, because the answer is that men determine that. And
they make the decision.
Yeah. And it's sort of like the meme I think of that's like, you know how to solve rape? Don't rape. Like, it's like, it is what it is. And like, those experiences shape them into being the kind of men that then applaud them for having done the same thing that happened to them. Mm-hmm. And it's like a cycle. And unless they change it, like, it's going to be
It'll
what it is.
It'll never be seen that way.
Yeah, like, women are... Yeah, like, women are always going to be able to take advantage of younger men. Mm-hmm. And men will never... It'll never be accepted in the same way for men to take it. Because it's just not... That's does not how... the world, how they want the world to be.
Just in general, though, I think as a society, we ignore issues that relate to sexuality because of discomfort. Mm-hmm. And so this issue, the issue of sex trafficking, you know, you see it discussed, but not to the degree that it should be. Right. So I just feel like people are uncomfortable, and this just falls into that category. Mm-hmm. And the unfortunate part about it is because of gender roles... And because society, men, see themselves as more powerful physically, which is changing, that idea is changing.
Yeah.
But historically, that's been the case, that it's very difficult for men to see themselves as victims as it relates to sexuality. And so young boys fall in between the cracks of that distortion, so to speak. Yeah. And it's very sad. I have friends who, some of them were molested by other males when they were young. But the idea is that we don't have a system that supports talking about that.
Yeah. And I've had conversations with brethren throughout the years. And I've had, you know, for every conversation we talk about it, and I say, you know, in some sense it seems you were molested. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, I didn't feel like I wasn't being hurt. It wasn't something that hurt me.
Right.
So I took it as a part of my education, a part of my learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, it's to their benefit.
Yeah.
To all the fellas here, do you feel as if a grown man can be raped by a woman?
Hmm. Well, define grown.
No, that was funny because I was thinking about that. I'm like, the question that answered why is it not rape is because, honestly, straight up, because a man cannot be penetrated. We don't think of it like that. Mm. Like, the woman is the one.
No, that's not.
Well, like put it this way, like, okay, like, if, no, it's like you said, do you, how much do you think a woman is going to, I mean, I'm going to be straight up, I'm going to put it all on the table, let's be honest, if a woman's coming to a man, unless she has either a tool or she's using her finger, unless she's using her finger to stick up his ass, he's not getting penetrated. Like if you physically, okay, if a woman's so physically, we define it as a man. No, but I'm saying. I'm telling you why it's, they'll never, it, fine. No, because that's how we define rape. We look at rape as a man penetrating a woman, and no, that's forcefully, like without her will, I'm having sex with her because I want to, and she can't do nothing about it. Okay, you don't, so I don't, and you, we don't mentally equate that in the opposite role.
That's not an accurate description of rape. Just that you were penetrated.
No, but you asked me, that's one reason why we men, and a lot of us will not, why we think of it as, oh, this just happened with this teacher taking advantage of this woman, of this boy. It doesn't have the same effect as if it was in, I feel, opposite roles, that guy would be crucified.
Yep.
You're a pedophile. I didn't hear pedophile by her.
Right.
That's right.
I didn't hear any of that. I don't hear any of that. I don't hear a man saying, like, I'm going to go up. I don't hear a father going up to the teacher.
I'm not saying that it's okay.
I'm not saying it's okay either way. But I'm saying that's why there's a distinct difference in the way it's thought of and treated. Either way is wrong. I would be pissed off if a teacher did that to my son. And I would go up to that teacher and let her know, I have a fucking problem with that, bitch. We don't have a problem. I'm not high-fiving my son. Right. I'm like, I don't want you to have that kind of sexual experience.
Right. You would try to get her arrested.
Yes.
Right.
She might get her ass beat.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
And
I'm not suggesting that.
Yeah, so, but it's like, do I think.
I'm not suggesting that you wouldn't, but you said, I mean, no, I was responding specifically to the fact that you said that men cannot be raped. What you want to happen with your kids and all that.
I don't think
men can be raped by a man.
I don't think rape is defined by that, but I think a lot of us define rape by that.
But
of course it's more than
men and women.
Yeah, like,
can a woman who forces a guy to have sex with her, where he penetrates her vaginally, where she forces his dick in her mouth?
We agree. I think what Chris is saying is just the overall, like, societal view of it.
No, I don't want to do it.
Can someone rape oral sex? Can a man?
That's pretty legit.
Can a woman
rape? I know we're
buying into the whole thing.
Part of the problem is, like, we've had this huge case recently,
right,
with Stanford. The number one fucking issue is she was blacked out. She doesn't know what happened. Men black out, women black out. When you're blacked out and some shit happens to you, it's rape.
Yeah.
Okay. Period. Right. Yeah. So I'm just saying that.
We're arguing that nobody thinks that she wasn't raped. Chris, I'm not just talking saying about her why specifically.
Look, you asking me? Do I think the boy was raped? Yes. I would consider that. I would put her on charge for rape.
No. My question was: can a grown man
be?
Can a grown man be like, can a woman force oral sex on a grown man? Not where, not cunnilingus, but fellatio. No. Like, she forces it on him, and it's rape.
Can she? No, can she do
it?
No, Taj. No, honestly, can a woman do that? Yes. Yes.
Give me the scenario.
I think if you have a woman that can physically do it, like put him on the ground and all that shit.
Lady of Rage.
Yeah.
Tash and Breon.
Yes. No, you're at
Breon's raping folks. It's no different than can a female physically beat a male. There are people who are married where the female is much larger. Oh my goodness, women are capable of domination.
Like, yeah, I'm just saying, does domination have to be the factor in order for it to be rape?
But it doesn't have to be physical.
Exactly. That is rape.
There could be another form of vulnerability. For example, he is intoxicated. For example, in a situation where someone is in a mental institution or some other kind of vulnerable population, it happens.
Would I be wrong to say that most men are driven by sex, though?
No.
Would I be wrong?
No, you wouldn't. And the thing is, I think that when it comes down to it, we can't also ignore that there are differences between men and women. Like, there just physically are. And so that should be taken into consideration. Mm-hmm. I think that, I think biologically we have differences. Like, it's not like comparing black people and white people. Like, they are 100%, like, you know, a totally different situation. Like, we have literal differences. Like, and so I don't have a problem with addressing those at all. And I think we do have to be realistic that there are differences and not act like everything is completely equal, because I mean, science says that it's not like our own biases that are creating biological differences.
Would we be more willing to buy into the idea of a woman having raped a man if the man is skinny and frail and she's bigger, like a Brienne from the Game of Thrones, and we can see her dominating him? Like, what conditions do we need to have as a society? Be like, that shit was rape. And I know the statutory rape, we've already, that's pedophilia, that's
right,
rape.
Right.
Even if we don't talk about it in the same way that we need to, right, we've all established at this table that we agree. But let's just take me and you.
Well, I know an example.
Like me and you. Like, would it be believable, like, that you forced fellatio on me?
But the unfortunate part about it is that someone could go to court to try to prove that that occurred to them and not be validated, and that's very sad.
Exactly. Right.
Because you can force people to do a lot of stuff.
I think that it's very possible. Yeah. I totally agree.
You think it's possible, but we don't.
How probable do you think it is?
I think that's educated.
The whole point. And we're ignorant. My thing for a long time has been, not is something rape, is redefining rape. Because a lot of people still think that rape is, I snatch somebody into an alley.
Right. We're part of that guy. The girl literally said that that's what rape is, like being kidnapped and being forced into.
Yeah, it's like that's the real issue. We need to be talking about what is rape.
Because rape is an act of aggression. So if you are basically someone who is in a relationship and you are the dominant party and you are oppressing or abusing, that's what I'm trying to say to you. But you could be a female to do that. So now if I have manipulated or scared you or coerced you into having sex with me, that's rape, whether I'm a male or a female. And that's the thing that people don't understand. That's why we need to educate, particularly the children, so that they can grow up with a better understanding than our generation and the generations before ours.
It's part of it, too. We associate rape to be a completely physical experience it can also be a mental experience. I think the mind fuck part of it is what we completely overlook in regard to the female males. That sort of setup. More, you know, than the other way around.
Just like in the act, that's the biggest part of it.
Especially for young boys, that's the worst part. Because then they have this distorted perception of how they're supposed to relate to women because they've been targeted and manipulated by someone who's much more mature.
Yeah.
But let's say you got a 25-year-old dude who's about to go out with some girl, right? Already before the date occurs, the dude is most likely thinking, oh, I'm about to smash. right?
We're hoping
so
to.
Plotting, right. We're hoping to. Right. And I'm not saying this is right. I'm just building a story for you. So when you do go out and you're drinking and you just get sloppy and you get taken advantage of, is it rape? Yeah, but it's not going to be thought of that way because dude is already thinking, I'm about to smash tonight, bruh. And you know what I'm saying?
No, and I was, I can't remember what I was listening to, and they were having a conversation with a bunch of college students, and the guys were like struggling. Like, they were like, wait, because the instructor was saying you have to get consent. It's really important for you to get consent. And these guys were like, well, no, not even just that. They were like, that kills the mood. They were like, so wait, if she says yes, do I have to ask her yes again? And then, like, I mean, just the way we were taught to interact with each other. Hold on.
Consent, like, are they asking people to sign a waiver?
I know.
Girl, do you want to do this?
Yes. Okay. Because let me finish, though. Let me finish. The way that we interact with each other is very different than the way these young people are. And I'm not done. And they're being taught that if at any point you say no, it's no, right? So let's all take it back to when we were in college. We all know how much we all drank and maybe did some other things, but we're going to say just drank. Are you fully capable of recognizing or paying it? You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not, keep in mind, I'm not saying that it's not rape.
Let me be clear about something.
I'm talking about the conversation that this is literally the conversation I was listening to. They were like, so if we both drunk and I already asked once, then how, you know what I mean? Like, this is a real conversation these guys were having.
This is the answer they should have gotten.
They need to be persistent until they get a yes. But they can't have sex with her until they get a yes.
No, that's terrible.
How much persistence?
I'd be like, no, I don't want to.
She said no 20 times.
Said no 20 times. The answer's talking
about. Well, the problem.
About.
Okay. Yeah, the problem.
But
is,
I'm just talking about of the first no, you can still.
The mentality that ends up.
Like, no, but there's a. You can get a no. You can get a no and keep.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Then you got to get up.
Well, sometimes people are saying no while they're unbuttoning their blouses, too.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or mixed signals are like, no, let's just keep kissing. Let's just keep it here.
And it's
let's
3 a.m.
here. Or the heavy petting. And so you try to give it to where you want it to get, but you don't cross. There's a clear line.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we can't have sex, and that's it. You know what I mean? But you try to move the goalpost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In your interest.
Well, in the defense of young brothers, sometimes that line, we women allow that line to go a little too far. Mm. So when you have no clothes on and it's an inch between your vagina and their penis, that's not time for you to change your mind. And unfortunately, I'm saying is that it's not fair. That is not fair. I think we need to teach our daughters the difference between
that's
being butt naked and no, and no before you start taking your clothes
and
off.
I ain't going for that. I would say, you know, for men, that's appreciated.
Right.
Because we don't hear that from men. Because I know there would argue to guys who would probably listen to this and be like, yeah, because like I hate that. Guys hate that shit.
Right.
Because you're like, well, damn, like,
you naked.
If you don't want to do this, then just tell me you don't want to do this. Don't wait until I'm like, all right, I'm ready. Because then there are guys who will do some asshole shit.
Some problems, yes.
Because you got guys who can't.
They can't.
It's sad to see all this shit nowadays, but seeing this shit where guys physically react to women because a woman just turned them down, and as much as I get it, because I was a shy kid, I'm still kind of quiet. Going up to a girl and just like, hey, I like, and just saying something and getting a no was felt like, you know,
he was dead.
Shit, that was hurting. But I'm like, to react like I'm physically beating up a chick and all this, you're like, I feel for women sometimes. Like, damn, you can't. If I just say no, it's like, nigga, you gonna like get pissed at me? Because I saw something.
Yeah.
Somebody we tweeted that showed on Twitter. Where this guy came up to her at the gas station. I think she just politely no. Finally, dude was following her, and I guess she went to the mall. And he came up to her and was like, "Yo, when somebody acts nice, you supposed to be nice back." You're like, nigga. She just said no. Like, she's supposed to say yeah because you want her number. Right. She can't just say no, thank you.
Right.
Like, she has to respond or and go out.
Who said when someone asks something nice, though, you gotta be nice back?
Right. You don't have to be nice. But I'm like, that shit is...
You do not have to be nice.
Like, that's some scary ass shit.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. Leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again.